We're talking about not just the 50 greatest works, if one could even presume to say what they are, but 50 really great recordings. And this is one of my Desert Island discs. This is easily in the top 50 as far as I'm concerned, because it brings together these remarkable talents, and it is one of the most satisfying recordings of a composer's music that I know. Here is Elgar in two very different phases of his career with performances that come as close to being definitive as you could possibly want, with the talents of a veteran conductor on the podium and two remarkable young soloists. It's a knockout recording. It's been around for 35 years and it's still one of my favorites.
Now, you mentioned the conductor, Sir John Barbaroli. He had a special relationship with Elgar, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He actually played in the very first recording of the cello concerto. He played as a member of the orchestra that recorded the work in 1919, just a few months after the premiere. And Elgar conducted. So there was John Barbaroli as a young orchestral cellist playing under the baton of Sir Edward Elgar in this very music. And you can imagine he came away from that full of the excitement of the occasion and also with deep insights into what Elgar was striving for in this music. And it certainly comes out years and years later when he made this recording, 1965. So 46 years later, there he was.
Now, the soloist in this recording, of course, is cellist Jacqueline Dupré, and she made this recording with the London Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Sir John Barbaroli. And, you know, ever since, anybody who tries to play it is always thinking back to Jacqueline Dupré.
Yeah, this is the classic recording of the piece, and Jacqueline Dupré was all of 20 years old when she made it, an extraordinary moment in her career where she comes together with someone who was there at the beginning, so to speak, and the results were poetic, to say the least. I mean, wonderful, wonderful interpretation across the board, passionate playing from Jacqueline Dupré, and the most warm accompaniment you could imagine from Sir John Barbaroli.
Well, let's hear the young Jacqueline Dupré and the seasoned John Barbaroli in the final movement of Elgar's Cello Concerto.